Sometimes I think also whether we have what it takes to understand Dharma is also what we have experienced in life. Like,
Yeah,
you know,
very true. What you say is very true. Yeah.
last time, you know, if you tell me old age, sickness and death,
Ah, that time you
really,
cannot understand. You don't pay serious attention. What do you? What is all this? But the last few years after you have gone through your auntie, your parent, everything, the understanding like completely different for you now,
very different. Even if, you know, when I was young, I have a grandmother also.
But
She would
that time
also,
you were not sensitive. You were not able to pay attention to all this. Your life was too good. You are still young. And where got time to listen to old age, sickness, and death?
true, true. But now,
Because you haven't reached that maturity and understanding yet.
And so when I understand that, and then when I read the Dharma again,
Ah, completely
it
different,
stands
isn't
out.
it?
Yes, it stands out. And I understand what Brother Theo is trying to tell us. Maybe not all, you know, but still some understanding there. And I know why. And I also salute Brother Theo always trying to tell us, but sometimes the button doesn't get pressed into us.
Not the right timing yet. When the timing come, it like trigger off.
Like may say
Correct. That is the right word. Because a lot of human beings living in our planet, especially human beings, they actually haven't realized the danger of being heedless, without the Dharma understanding. But to them, most of them think life is just to compete to be successful and to make a lot of money and to have the good life, because they don't see the realities of life and existence, especially the First Noble Truth, Eight Reality yet. And most of them don't bother about this Eight Reality, but to them it's chasing after the material life, the success in material life, or some struggling to survive, to find their way through in life. So a lot of them were afflicted, full of suffering, misery. Well, this is the karmic thing, payback time. And most of them can't understand. And like you mentioned just now, it take you quite a while. Even like cultivator like you, it take you quite a while. Because when we were young, most of us, I won't say all, we don't have time for spiritual thing. Not until they hit problem. They hit certain very severe obstruction, karmic obstruction, or certain milestone in their life and career that trigger off the desperate need for answer to understand why life can be so difficult and so tough. They won't search. Then most of them, after they search, they got the answer and they recover, they forgot about the spiritual thing again. Then they continue their old way and they again land themselves into trouble. Until, like you mentioned just now, Meiji say, haven't wake up yet. Then only they want to be serious about life. But then it's too late, and by then they are maybe like your age, coming to 50 already, or 40 something already. Of course, not too late, but to me, is you have not much time left, because let's say you live until 80, maybe another 30 years or 30 over years. But you cannot guarantee that these 30 over years you can be in the state of mind, the good health, and good condition to cultivate this teaching and to develop the understanding and progress. That's why you need the Bodhisattva way to have all this understanding, so that when they are born, when they are young, all this understanding will come back to them. Then they will be able to receive the Dhamma early. But these type of beings are less common. I should say very very rare breed. You can't find them, and most people are not of that ability. That's why the majority are the normal living being who are more keen towards like compete among themselves to be successful in the materialistic aspect of life and to develop their own ambition, fantasy and all those things to be successful in life, mainly towards the materialistic success, the financial, the wealth aspect, thinking that with good career, good financial success, they will have the means to have the good life. But most people realize after they achieve good, maybe financial success and also good career, their family life is still upside down. And sometimes they still have a lot of first number two reality problem, especially regarding old age, sickness and death as they draw nearer to being older. After they hit 60 and above, then they realize this one starts to haunt them. Then they have more and more relationship problem, and a lot of things that they encounter in life, they cannot resolve it amicably. Then sometimes there is still attachment, fear, worry, anxiety, clinging, grasping. So all this are the realities of life and existence that can haunt living beings. That's why to really develop the serious intent to cultivate and go this way, you need to have good parami, good karmic affinity with the triple gem, or spiritually inclined towards spiritual teaching and understanding of life. So all this is what we witness within the world. That's why what you share actually is this phase where most people have to go through. So in the early years when I came out to share all this, most people cannot understand, because I don't blame you all, because at that era and at that time, the understanding was very, very shallow, very limited. Then for me, I find it strange because I searched very young. Like I say, 1971, that thing started. Then when I came to understand what all this in 1989, I was 35 years old. So to me, I thought everybody was more or less like me. You need is the teaching. So when I was asked to come out to share 16 years later by 15 years later by Sister Yun Chan, which is the year 2004, I realized a lot of you cannot understand what I try to share. Because at that time, most of them are not ready. They don't have the understanding. That's why I explained the whole thing to you all. Initially, I tried to teach the teaching. Then I realized hardly anybody understand. So I revert backward, slow down everything, and started from the basic understanding of the core teaching of the Buddha. That's why I started with the four number two, the three turning. Then I try to link up all the essential Dhamma. Then I teach the preliminary teaching. Then only later on, I slowly go into mindfulness awareness. So all this is described in the next book. That's why the next book have a whole summary of what my nature did. And that was very beautiful. Where it's a book that described comprehensively and able to link up all the cultivation. Of course, with the help of Brother Song's interaction, where he started developing very serious interest in the unique Dhamma code the last 2-3 years. And to him, that thing is so beautiful. And every time I share the unique Dhamma code in the Thursday class, it like have very strong imprint on his nature. And he like keep on receiving all this understanding and awakening because he actually read through them, listen to them, and contemplate, reflect, and did a lot of cultivation. So because of that, it triggered off all the Q&A thing, which helped a lot. So this book also same, the coming book, the new book. Then this time around, Sui also contribute one very beautiful understanding. That one was surprisingly, after we actually improved the language flow, wow, it come out so beautifully. That part of the understanding is really, really beautiful. You read through, you will know. Because he just said the nature inside want her to share that part. Then she started to give example on the duality and all those things. The way people see things. Then he gave the example of the deaf person who cannot hear to them is there is no sound. So no sound means no mundane duality or good sound, bad sound, all those sound. Good for hell or not. So then the whole thing link up with the Surangama Sutta and the whole understanding, and it came out so beautiful. That's why all this is like meant to be. And that section, you can read, it will help you understand. There are a lot of things that we think is real and we give so much meaning to it, argue over it, fight over it, and quarrel over it, is actually illusionary, not real, not what you think. Because you don't have the mindfulness to understand all this, and you cannot understand the true mind and the mundane mind. That's why all this understanding cannot come about, and the nature's potential and special unique ability to bring forth this type of understanding and teaching, all this, they are inside there. That's why I said that book is very comprehensive, unique, beautiful, and really a true gem for cultivator of the way. So this one will really transform a lot of you.